the Pedersen home stands on a site inhabited for decades by the upper class. Before the Pedersens built their estate, the land was owned by the Petersens. The presence of slaves on the property is well documented, and there's evidence to suggest that Mr. Pedersen may have been involved in the slave trade as a sea captain. Research in the plantations like the Pedersens suggests that the way the landscape is laid out allowed the landowners to control their workers even when the landowners weren't visible. This is because the dominating presence of the main house overlooking the land gave the impression that, even though you couldn't see them, someone could be watching. Often, there are direct sight lines from the main houses to the workers' homes or the fields. This small detail speaks volumes and illustrates how someone could watch over their human property to maintain control and order.
Blues on my mind, blues all around my head.